With a special election scheduled to replace outgoing Congressman Jason Chaffetz, several Republican candidates wasted no time in launching their campaigns this weekend at the Utah GOP State Convention. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Among the boosts for members of Congress and party officers, prospective candidates for Utah's 3rd District seat set up tables with big banners and signs. Most had just declared their candidacy the day before, after Chaffetz gave notice that he would be leaving office at the end of June. State Senator Deidre Henderson, who some consider to be a front runner to replace Chaffetz, handed out tote bags and fielded questions on the floor. When asked by one man how she would protect herself from becoming part of the quote-unquote swamp, i.e. Washington, Henderson said her tenure in Congress would not last forever.
Well, Jason said it best when he was running, and I think this is another campaign promise he's keeping. He said, I want to serve, I want to get in and serve and get out. And that's what he's done. And that's what I would intend to do as well. I don't intend to be there for a long time.
Two other GOP state lawmakers had booths on Saturday. Representative Brad Daw, who represents Orem, and Senator Margaret Dayton of Provo also spent the morning wooing prospective delegates, whose support they'll need to advance to the special election on November 7th. Chandler Whipple is a GOP delegate from Salt Lake County. He said he's still figuring out who he'll support.
I've only met so far with Margaret Dayton and Deidre Henderson. I'm impressed with both of them. I think they've both got the necessary grit from what I've interviewed, but I've only been here for a few minutes.
Delegates won't have much time to make up their mind. The Utah GOP announced a special convention for the 3rd District on June 17th at Tempview High, where they'll select their nominee to replace Chaffetz. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.